Ready to dive into something seriously thought-provoking. We're digging into social mobility, you know, that whole land of opportunity idea, but looking specifically at education in Turkey.
It's complex, but so important, right? Understanding this intergenerational mobility thing, it's like a key to how a whole society works.
And you listeners know we love a good challenge, so thanks for sending in this research paper.
By Öztunalı and Turul.
Yep, published in Emerging Markets, Finance and Trade. Sounds a bit intense, I'll admit. Like, where's my
Well,
dictionary?
the findings are anything but UT dull, trust me. They had access to amazing data, this Turkish Statistical Institute survey, tons of info.
Okay, so less about the dry journals, more about the juicy data then. What they actually DD was look at people born in Turkey, get this, between 1951 and 1985, compared their education to their fathers.
Generational stuff is always fascinating.
Totally. It's like, did having a dad who was a scholar or maybe a shepherd, did that actually shape your own shot at like going to university or whatever?
And don't forget that time period they covered. Huge changes happening in Turkey then, socially, economically.
So you'd assume progress equals more equal opportunity over time.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? But that's where it gets interesting. This research, it kind of debunks that whole Turkey land of limitless opportunity thing, at least for that time.
Really?
Relatively low W intergenerational educational mobility is what they found.
Hold on, low mobility. So a kid's destiny was basically tied to their father's education, like even decades later.
To a surprising degree, yeah. Not shocking at first, maybe. BUT, how it changed over time, that's what got me.
This is where the U-shaped trend comes in, right?
Exactly. Not just consistently low. People born in the 50s and 60s, things were looking up, particularly for those whose dads had very little education.
Interesting.
Imagine a kid from a rural village, right, that their father maybe couldn't even read. But back then, big push for basic education, chance to break the mold.
A mini golden age of upward mobility, kind of.
In a way, yeah.
But.
And you knew there was a but coming with that U-shape.
Of course, it's a U, not a straight shot to success for everyone. What happened?
Well, picture that same village kid's OWN child, right? Born a few decades later. Late 60s onward, that upward swing stalled. The link between a father's education and what a kid achieved, it tightened up again, especially for higher education.
So, not a steady increase in opportunities, more like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Got better than worse.
That's a great way to put it. Why? That's the million-dollar question. This research doesn't give all the answers, but it highlights some big disparities that might be clues. And that's where it gets really interesting.
So we've got this roller coaster of opportunity, this U-shaped trend, but did everyone ride it the same way? Or were some folks like clinging on for dear life while others cruised in the front car?
Exactly. It's never uniform, right? And this research, they dug deeper, got more nuanced. Two big things stood out: where you grew up, city versus country, and of course, gender. Can't forget about gender.
Okay, geography first. We always hear city opportunities versus rural. Did that play out in Turkey back then?
Big time. Remember that upswing for the early cohorts, especially the ones whose dads had minimal education? Way more pronounced in urban areas. Like cities were these engines of mobility, especially back then.
Makes sense. More options, different paths, all that.
Totally. Cities breed a different kind of aspiration, you know? Like, your dad's a farmer with a third-grade education. You're statistically more likely to break that mold if you're surrounded by, well, everything a city throws at you. Not that rural areas lacked ambition, but the chance to do something different was statistically lower.
Two turkeys almost. Cities as the path to a new life, at least education-wise, while rural areas lagged behind. You have to wonder if that just made that later downturn even worse.
Sharp observation. Research doesn't totally confirm that link, but the disparities probably played a part. And then add gender to the mix. Things get even more interesting.
Okay, let's talk gender. We focus on fathers, but what about moms? Did this research look at how their education level might have changed things for the next generation?
Great question. And while this study stuck to dads mostly, it does make you wonder, right? How does a mother's own J journey affect her kids? Whole other deep dive waiting to happen. But even with his father-child focus, one thing's clear. Being born female, that was a huge shoe barrier to education in Turkey back then, across the board.
So even if your dad was educated, didn't mean you got the same leg up as your brother, maybe.
Exactly. All those cohorts, no matter what their background was, women had a tougher time getting higher education compared to men. Societal expectations, you know? Like that old saying, You educate a man.
You educate an individual, educate a woman, you educate a family. Except it didn't seem to translate to equal opportunity in this case.
Yeah, it's disheartening. You see all this change happening in Turkey, but these gender disparities are so deeply rooted. Progress wasn't equal for everyone, that's for sure.
Reminds me, data's important, but it's easy to forget there are actual human beings behind those numbers.
Couldn't agree more. This research, it gives us a glimpse into a specific time, a specific place, BUT. It also pushes us to ask those bigger questions. What shapes opportunity in anyone's society?
Feels like we've been putting together a puzzle, you know?
Yeah.
All these trends, the U shape, then city versus country, on top of the gender differences, a lot to think about.
It really is. Social mobility, it's not just some like theoretical thing. It's about people's actual lives,
Right.
shaped by all these factors they can't control, often.
Which I guess brings us to the big question. Why should our listener care? We went deep on Turkish education, but what are the takeaways, the universal things we can learn from this?
That's what's so cool about research like this.
Yeah.
It's specific to Turkey, but the themes, they're everywhere. It's that age-old thing. Does everyone really have an equal shot in life?
Because if your parents' education still matters that much, even decades later, makes you wonder about that level playing field idea. Like, do these expectations just become self-fulfilling?
Right. It's not just D about people lacking ambition. This study makes us look at the systems, the things that keep those cycles of inequality going, what's hidden, what's holding some people back.
Takes us back to expectations, like you were saying before. If we want things to really change, we got to shift those expectations as a society, but also within ourselves, you know? Challenge the idea that where you come from determines everything.
Exactly. And that's why understanding these patterns, the ups and downs of who gets ahead, it's crucial. Not enough to just say inequality exists. We have to dig deeper, ask the hard questions, use that to make actual change.
Knowledge is power, as they say, but it's what you do with it that counts.
Well said. This wasn't just about numbers, right? It was about getting curious, thinking critically. Hopefully, it inspires everyone to think about how we create a world with more equal opportunities for everyone.
And on that note, one last thought for you all to chew on. We talked a lot about dads, but what about moms? How does their education, their experiences, all of that, how does it affect the next generation?
Now, there's a question worth exploring. Maybe a deep dive for another day. Because when it comes to this stuff, social mobility, the learning never really ends.
So true. And we're thrilled to have you along for the ride. Keep those deep dive requests coming, folks. Never stop questioning, exploring. That's how we find those aha moments together.